His real name is Marshall Mathers, but you probably know him as Eminem. He's the biggest selling artist of the past decade, earning 11 Grammys, one Oscar, and mountains of criticism for lyrics that are as profane as they are poetic. Whether you're a fan of rap or not, Eminem's life story is an extraordinary tale of success against all odds, a story he hasn't talked much about until now. We met up with him in his hometown, Detroit, in order to find out how a white kid who never made it past the ninth grade was able to propel himself to the top of a predominantly African-American art form.
The story will continue in a moment.
When Eminem stepped out of the shadows last month in Detroit in front of 40,000 people, it was a triumphant comeback for a superstar who'd all but disappeared. At 37, sober after struggling with addiction for the past 5 years, Eminem has the energy and intensity of a boxer. A fighter trying to win from the crowd one simple thing.
Respect. 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 You know, not to sound corny, man, but I felt like a fighter coming up, man. I felt like, I'm being attacked for this reason or that reason, and I got to fight my way through this.
He's been fighting since he was a kid, living on the rough side of Detroit's 8 Mile, the road dividing the white suburbs from a mostly black city. 8 Mile is also the title of the critically acclaimed movie Eminem starred in, his character based largely on himself, an aspiring white rapper with a dead-end job, a troubled mother, and a dream of escaping his bleak life.
I mean, you still come back here?
Yeah.
To understand how Eminem got to where he is today, you need to know where he came from. Not just a broken